Just a quick heads up, this episode contains explicit language. The end of the year brings holiday music, Valentine's Day brings love songs, but the approach of Halloween and Dia de Muertos means it is time for spooky music. So we asked our pals at Alt Latino to help us out with some seasonal song selections. I'm Stephen Thompson. Today we are talking about spooky season songs on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Joining me today are two of our friends from the podcast Alt Latino from NPR Music, hosts Ana Maria Sayer and Felix Contreras. Hey, Ana Maria, and hey, Felix.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening, Stephen?
It is great to have you both. So it is October, which means we are firmly in the grip of spooky season. Maybe you've changed your Twitter name to something scary. Maybe you've plopped down hundreds of dollars for those giant 12-foot skeletons. Or maybe you, like me, have gotten a jump start on Halloween by buying and eating a giant bag of Kit Kat bars. There are so many ways to celebrate. We thought we would focus this episode on songs. Ana Maria, let's start with you. Give me a song for spooky season.
Don't you mean spooky season, Stephen? I'm like, cut the tape. Let's just celebrate Stephen style and we can all go eat a big bag of Kit Kats together. Felix and I are notorious for bringing ghosts into a lot of conversations. We like, anytime we talk to a different show or different people, we're like, wouldn't it be cool to do like ghost stories? Like, that would be awesome, right? We're all about the scary, spooky songs. First pick, we went so classic. For those of you out there who, I'm sure many of you know it, love it, La Llorona. It is just one of the most classic spooky songs you can have. It's like all across Latin America, a totally known and talked about tale. There's all kinds of iterations of it, but basically it's this woman who kind of goes crazy. She kills her children, which is really dark. It sounds weird to be saying that on the air, but that's what happens. And in classic Latino fashion, she has all this guilt about it. She leans into that guilt. She's forced to live in this crazy like purgatory of just mourning and seeking her lost children for the rest of existence. So this is her singing. It's a warning to all children. You better be a good kid. She's going to come for you otherwise. So this is La Llorona, specifically the Natalia Lafourcade version, because we're going so puro Mexicano on this, as Felix and I love to do. Natalia is an absolute legend and has like actually, I think, like 5 covers of this song. But we decided to go with this one. So this is La Llorona. Si ya te he dado la vida, llorona, que más quieres, quieres más. Ay de mí, ay de mí, ay de mí, llorona. Now, La Llorona, I mean, I know this song primarily from the movie Coco. Okay.
And so for me, like, this is just a reminder, it is spooky season. Dia de Muertos is coming up. It is time to rewatch Coco.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to cry all October, Stephen? Always. What kind of Halloween is this?
Ana Maria, how well do you know me? That's like my thing.
You know what's cool about La Llorona is, like, especially for Mexican-Americans, like, there are two, La Llorona y el Cucuy, right? And that means, like, a ghost or whatever. It's like this evil spirit. Parents use... there are basically mechanisms for discipline, right? Go to bed, do your thing, or La Llorona and El Cucuy are going to come get you.
Wow.
Right?
Okay. See, it's discipline, but it's also not always that much utility to it. I think there is like this secret Mexican parent thing where they're just like, want to cause you just like a little bit of misery that is rooted in fear. Like, they're just like, if we can scare you just for fun,
pretty much,
like, we will.
I would agree.
And that is a tradition I hope to carry on.
All right. Excellent pick. So that was La Llorona by Natalia Lafourcade with Los Macarinos. Felix, give us a pick.
Okay. So this one is called El Entierro de los Gatos, and it's from a band called Los Psychos, and they're a Peruvian punk band from like 1966. I picked it because of like the delivery, right? I think we all know Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You, that the whole thing he does, the whole shtick he does at the beginning. Check out the beginning of this song and tell me if this is not blood curdling. There's a long story to Los Psychos and the whole punk thing. You know, the lyrics are, you know, a big cat has died, a major cat has died, a big cat has died, a major cat has died. Now the old cat died, now the old cat died. I'll be the major cat. Blah, blah, blah. It's like it's very, very basic, but it's about the death and the rebirth and all of that stuff. So that's the story behind my first pick.
What I love about that song in general is...
How do you pick one thing to love about that song, Stephen?
I think part of what I like is, like, we're so accustomed to that one, like, stock, scream.
Right, right.
That scream has been kind of sanded down over time to where it's not actually scary anymore. And a truly unhinged scream can still unsettle.
That shook me to my core.
So that was El Entierro de los Gatos by Los Psychos. That's spelled S-A-I-C-O-S. Thank you, Felix. Ana Maria, give us your next pick.
Okay, so this next one is from Jenny and the Mexicats. They're a very cool band that I love to come back to. Multicultural, composed of a lot of different people from Spain and Mexico and kind of doing a lot of different stylings like flamenco and jazz and folk. And so they're always doing different kinds of fun stuff, cumbia even. So really, really love them. This is La Bruja, which also we all know Felix and I love to talk about brujería all the time. Witchery is, it's an essential part of the season. We all know a bruja or two, casting a few spells. So nothing like getting us in the season to talk about it, of course. So here's La Bruja.
Ay, qué bonito es volar a las dos de la mañana, a las dos de la mañana. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay mamá, volar y dejarse caer.
This is where I got to throw in a recommendation for the Jenny and the Mexicats Tiny Desk concert from 2018, truly fantastic. Yeah. Actually, Natalia Lafourcade has done one too.
Oh, yeah, she has.
They're a great band. I really like them a lot. And I like their take on just sort of the underbelly, the underworld thing, you know, because they're so versatile. The singer, she is British, and she learned Spanish from meeting these guys in Spain. Long, convoluted story, but she's completely, perfectly fluent in Spanish with a slight British accent when she talks. It's pretty cool. But the band I really love, and I love how they just dug into this particular track.
I love that. I love the energy of it, too. It's like the way that they communicate the spookiness is unexpected, but it works.
So that was La Bruja by Jenny and the Mexicats. Felix Contreras, give us your next pick.
Okay, so Café Tacuba, they have a song called La Muerte Chiquita, and it means the small death. And this sort of goes into the whole Dia de los Muertos thing, where it's not always a spooky thing. And in fact, it's an embracing of people who have passed. As you see in the movie that you talked about, it is really an embrace of family and all that stuff. But it's still, you know, you're dealing with people who have passed on. And this song says, give me the small death, give me the small death. And this way, maybe I can be in your arms and I will reach full grace. So it's sort of a love song, but through death.
And if that ain't the most Mexican I've ever heard.
There's the whole thing with the Mexicans and death. Like, you live with death. It's like right here all the time.
But a little death, are you sure that's referring to death?
Yeah.
I'll just sit back and listen.
I'm looking at the lyrics and like, yeah, there could be death. This could be something else.
Maybe we should just hear this song.
Let's hear this. Cut to the music. Thanks.
Dame la muerte chiquita antes del último sueño.
Give me the small death before the ultimate dream. It could go either way, man.
All right. So the song was La Muerte Chiquita by Café Tacuba. Ana Maria, bring us home. Give us one more pick.
This is from Ana Tijoux, which we're big Ana Tijoux fans over at Alt Latino. She is amazing. She shares my name. Anas are amazing. Let's just say it. Anyways, so this is her doing calaveritas, which for people who don't know, it's basically like it's skulls, but it's kind of like this special like Mexican candy type sugar thingy. I don't even know how to describe it for Dia de los Muertos. So this is her doing that. And she specifically has Celso Piña on this, which I thought was really cool to include his feature here. Kind of like a legendary singer, accordionist from Mexico, from Monterrey. Shout out to my primos in Monterrey. He does a lot of cumbia, and so really cool to have him on this track. And this is Calaveritas.
Cuando yo muera, yo de ti quiero un beso tuyo y una coronita de flores, cariño mío. No llores, mi vida, que yo te llevo. Y en este lecho de amor, danzamos.
So that was Calaveritas by Ana Tijoux featuring Celso Piña. We want to know your favorite spooky season songs. Find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. If you like the songs you heard in this episode, head over to npr.org/music to hear more songs like this in a full Alt Latino playlist where you can hear the entire songs and not just little tiny clips of it that are, you know, spooky though they may be. You can enjoy the full thing over there. That brings us to the end of our show. Ana Maria Sayer, Felix Contreras, thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you,
Stephen.
Such a pleasure to have you both. Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. This episode was produced by Ramel Wood and Hafsa Fatima and edited by Jessica Reedy and Mike Katziff. Special thanks to Patrick Murray for his help on this episode. Hello Come In provides our theme music. I'm Stephen Thompson, and we will see you all tomorrow.